One of the six town hall meetings Mayor Jimenez held to discuss budget cuts was at the West Dade Public Library. Librarians and their supporters swamped the meeting with signs and fiery words, making their case that the county needs its libraries.
The mayor can keep it open!
During the recession, the number of people going to Miami-Dade's libraries jumped. Libraries Director Raymond Santiago says that trend was seen across the country and in previous economic hard times, too.
The Depression, they used to call it the University of the Poor. People would come in and sit in the library and learn things when they were, you know, when they couldn't work.
But the number of people going to the county's libraries dropped off in 2012. Santiago says that could be because of the recession tapering off, budget cuts, or a combination of the two. Almost 60% of Americans have a library card, according to a 2011 Pew Research Center survey. Among them is 16-year-old Natalie Carballo.
So how often do you come to the library?
Every single day that it's open.
Really?
Yes, because I like to read a lot of books, using the computers to do homework.
Carballo's at the main library in downtown Miami looking at a copy of The Hunger Games in Spanish, a book she's already read in English.
But I think I want to read it again in Spanish.
Carballo's not alone. Another recent Pew survey found that most people still use the library for books. Giselle Howard is a librarian at the main branch, and she's seen that data reflected locally.
People think that the time of the publishing physical materials might be transitioning. I've never seen it flourish more.
But Mayor Carlos Jimenez says we have to rethink what the library of the future will look like.
The age of the library is not over. The age of the library as we know it today undoubtedly is over because it will evolve. And so what kind of services are we going to render? And what are the services that are going to be demanded of our library system? How are we going to fund that?
Jimenez says technology will continue to play a bigger role. Libraries in other major cities are making drastic changes. In Washington, D.C., the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Library has a new digital center with tablets, computers with video and photo editing software, and even a 3D printer.
We're looking at different kinds of services. Where do we bring in things like iPads and tablets for use?
Again, Libraries Director Raymond Santiago.
Downloadable music, which we have now, downloadable films, downloadable books, those kinds of things. You know, we've been checking out laptops for years in our libraries.
But Santiago doesn't like staking the relevancy of libraries on technology alone. He says libraries offer lots of important free services, ranging from resume writing courses to literacy programs. In short, Santiago is confident libraries have staying power.
You know, libraries started in scrolls that were written on papyrus. The printing press came, and there were still libraries. The content may change, but the concept of library as a place where people come to learn, where the knowledge of a community is stored, where people access knowledge, you know, I'm confident that it'll always be here.
This budget year, Miami-Dade libraries have narrowly avoided cuts to hours and staff. But the reserve fund has been used, and Mayor Jimenez warns that they'll be in the same position this time next year unless the county changes the way it funds libraries. And he doubts commissioners will raise taxes during an election year. So Miami-Dade libraries have a year to make the case that the age of the library is not over. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.